MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. I'm chatting with Paul Mann, CEO of ASP Isotopes. Disclaimer up front, I hold shares in ASP Isotope. Paul, you had the business update for the investor community earlier in the week. I want to delve into some of it. Let's start with Renergen, which I think is what a lot of my listeners will know. That is the Virginia gas project. You've got phase one ahead of schedule, and your helium, you're looking at nameplate capacity third quarter of this year. Both of those bigger steps in the project.
Yes, that's right. I mean, we acquired the assets properly in January of this year, although we started investing and funding and controlling the assets really back in May of last year. And we've put some of our engineers down there. We've recruited some incredible drilling experts from the United States, and really just kind of accelerated the project and put more manpower behind it. And yeah, we're ahead of schedule now. We've drilled all the wells required for nameplate capacity in phase one. Mm-hmm. Phase one, the plant is complete. We're going to connect the wells now to the plant, and that plant should start producing liquid helium, which the world is desperate for right now, given what's going on in the Middle East.
Yeah, of course, a lot of helium is, well, not going through the Straits of Hormuz, so right. We desperately need it. Quantum Leap Energy, which is your nuclear, you're looking at a spin-off here. A couple of questions. Where is that process, and what does the structure look like post-spin-off?
Yeah, so we've always said that nuclear fuels and nuclear medicine are very different businesses.
Yeah.
We have to sign end user certificates in our nuclear medicine business stating we're not enriching uranium. So the goal has always been to separate the two businesses, same technology, just different end markets. So we filed what's called an S-1 with the SEC, the US Securities and Exchange Commission, in November of last year. Now, normally that would be a 30-day process. But, given the government shut down the US last year, there's a bit of a backlog. So it's taken a bit longer than one would have hoped to go through that process. Then on February 14th, the financials went stale. Now, we just filed our 10K, so we can now put the new financials into the new S1. The financials are no longer stale, so that's good. And so, we're aiming for a first half, second quarter public market listing, public market debut. They'll likely take the form of an IPO. Other structures we can look at, such as the reverse merger. Mm-hmm. And then, all the convertible notes will convert into equity. And I'd have thought at some point shortly after that, we'd like to distribute some shares to the SPI shareholders so they benefit from this as well. And so you should expect QLE to have both a US and a South African listing. And that'll happen between now and the end of the year. But the main IPO, the main market listing should happen, well, will hopefully happen during the second quarter. But obviously, that's very much dependent upon certain things that are out of our control.
Yeah, I take the point. I'd forgotten about the shutdowns, which of course creates all sorts of complications. Stuff that's where, Silicon 28, your electronics, you've got commercial production that is running at your facility up here in Pretoria. You've got some purchase agreements signed. You've shipped samples to customers late last year. You're going to be shipping finished product this quarter. It is really full steam ahead there.
Yeah, so right now, we're just changing some O-rings in the compressors. An O-ring is something that seals the compressor from the outside air. So what we found was our compressors were only helium tight to a vacuum of 10 to the minus 5. And we really need 10 to the minus 6 or 10 to the minus 7. And we decided that the O-rings were faulty. And what that would have meant was that the plant wouldn't have lasted very long. The O-rings would have got stiff, brittle, and are broken. So we're changing the O-rings right now. Actually, two of our customers came down to South Africa from the United States to look at the plant and give us advice. And these few customers are probably some of the world's leading experts in silane, which is what we process. Mm-hmm. And so they recommended making those changes now, and that should, once that's finished, the plant should start up and we start producing product.
Your radiopharmacy, you've been doing a fair bit of acquisition in that space, a couple of kind of sort of bolt-on maybe acquisitions last year. You are looking, the plan is to essentially double revenue in 2026, and I imagine grow significantly from there as well, targeting, about $10 million for this year?
Yes, that's right. There's an opportunity here to acquire many small subscale radio pharmacies, add what we've built in South Africa into those radio pharmacies, literally a control C and control V, what we have here, and turn this into a really impressive global radio pharmacy in many geographies. And we have the expertise and capabilities to do it. So let's get on and do it. And the return on capital of this project is off the charts. I mean, it's incredible return on capital. So we're keen to deploy capital in this area.
Hey, you mentioned capital. You've got about $333 million, and these are dollars in cash. Is that enough for now? What is your sort of runway with that? Because you're at the point where you're actually starting to get revenue from some of the projects.
Yeah, that's plenty for now. So actually, hopefully, we won't need any more equity capital again. So when you think about our uses of capital, we need to put about $170 million into Renergen. Mm-hmm. And that will unlock the $750 million of funding from the US government and from Standard Bank. Now, that money won't get spent immediately. That money will get spent over the 44-month build process. We have to put that $170 into the project in order to draw down the $750. And then, you know, we're going to build a couple more isotope plants, a couple in South Africa, one in the UK, and then some more in South Africa. And so that'll use the balance of the funds. But as you said, we should start to generate revenues now. And yeah, that should allow us to become cash flow break even, you know, towards the back half of this year. And that puts the company in a very different position to where it's been for the last 5 years.
Yeah, absolutely. That's sort of that tipping point. And your target is $300 million EBITDA for what, 2031. So that's about 5 years off.
Yeah, actually, I suspect the exit rate from 2030 will be over $300 million, but obviously the first full year to realize that will be 2031. Mm-hmm. You know, and we gave, in the investor update call last week, we gave a breakdown of where those respective EBITDAs come from, which division, which part of the business. And you'll see it's a broad mix of industries, not reliant on any one particular subsector.
And that is perhaps the key point around ASP Isotopes, is there is, you know, maybe some overlaps in the broader level, but in essence, you are in different industries and in some cases quite vast. I mean, you've got cancer treatments as well.
Correct. Yes, actually, we've got four candidates going into human clinical trials, hopefully mm-hmm. later on this year. And we've run those phase one trials in South Africa. And, you know, the preclinical data we're seeing so far looks incredible. You know, my background is more in biotech than it is in other stuff. And so yeah, this is an area I love. And it's great to see some of the most incredible oncology scientists here in South Africa running these trials.
How long are trials? As almost a curiosity. I mean, my sense is that these are sort of multi years. Am I correct or is that completely out
of order? No, actually, they're very fast trials to run. So a phase one clinical trial, we should have initial results really within the first few months.
Oh, wow.
So you can see the tumor responding to treatment straight away. And so if the tumor starts to shrink, then yes, you absolutely see. Now, obviously, the final endpoint, the overall survival, progression, free survival, you know, is several months to a year away. Mm. But whether the drug works or not, you start to see what's called a response almost immediately. And that's what we're looking for. That's the important signal we're looking for.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that, of course, as you said, the response almost immediately. Leave it there. Paul Mann, CEO, ASP Isotopes. Appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.